Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So glad you're making Wednesday night a time to listen to Tech Vibe Radio, because if you're tuning in, you made a super wise decision. Why? Because tonight we are announcing the finalists for the 2019 Tech 50 Awards. Cannot wait. And I got a special guest with me here to help get the party started. Usually I have my boss, our CEO of the Tech Council, Audrey Russo, hanging out with us. She is out sick today. She cannot make it in. It's killing her because she loves hanging out with the Tech 50 crowd. We got the next best thing. We got Brian Kennedy hanging out with us, otherwise known as BK the Man at the Pittsburgh Technology Council. BK, thanks for hanging out with us.
Hi, Jonathan. Thanks for letting me in the room.
So, BK, what do you do at the Tech Council these days? Or what do you not do at the Tech Council these days? Your hands are wrapped up in so many different things, I don't even know how to describe you anymore.
I have the second best job in Pittsburgh, as Audrey Russo would say. Right. I lead a team of people that are really focused on helping technology companies in the region succeed.
Right.
And that ranges from helping get international customers to pick Pittsburgh companies to work with, to recruit some of the top talent here to Pittsburgh to fuel our growth, and to work with our elected officials to make sure that we can grow together as a region and create jobs and improve the community. So,
and you lead up our job. You lead up our events team, which puts on this Tech 50 event, which is our biggest event of the year at the end of the day, right?
Yeah, Tech 50 is a 700-person event
at least
every year.
For 23 years.
It's one of those events where you really get to understand that you're not alone.
Right.
In Pittsburgh.
Good point.
It's an opportunity to meet people who are in different industries from you, but who are at the same time changing those industries. And what we're really doing is we're celebrating excellence across what is the DNA of Pittsburgh. And Tech 50 really is a combination of the different strengths that have historically been strong here in Pittsburgh, but also it's a look forward to the future. So this year's Tech 50, you're going to see great companies in robotics, in life sciences, in advanced manufacturing, in artificial intelligence, in fintech.
Fintech, which is a new category, along with robotics. So we've had we try to keep the categories up to date with what's happening in Pittsburgh. So we kind of switch things up a little bit, right?
It's the nature of where we're going. Right. Obviously, fintech has always been a strength here in southwestern Pennsylvania when you're home to world-leading companies like PNC and Federated. The robotics is – you can't ignore it. It's changing not just the shape of Pittsburgh, but the solutions that we're developing here are going to change the world.
Absolutely. And so in tonight's show, after we announce our first category, we're going to kick it off with the culture leader. But after that, we have some of our partners that make Tech 50 happen stopping by to go through and really go through all the categories. We're going to talk about some of the companies that are finalists. But once again, you got to wait till September the 25th. There's still time to get a ticket to attend. At the Wyndham, downtown, the event goes off. It's a big day, and it's a bonanza of all crazy, cool, fun stuff happening on Pittsburgh's tech sector, where we get to really see who's leading up in all these categories. And I think we should thank our sponsors now real fast, because I got a list of sponsors. Like I said, BK, you've been at the Tech Council almost as long as me. How long have you been at the Tech Council for? Like 18, 19 years now at this point?
It's 2018 years.
Yeah. So you've been to almost every Tech 50. I've been to every Tech 50. And we don't do it without our event sponsors and our partners. And without these folks coming together, we can't make this lift. And so this year, helping us with Tech 50, our event partners are AT&T, Comcast Business, Highmark, together with Allegheny Health Network, and the University of Pittsburgh Innovation Institute, and K&L Gates. We also, PNC as well, too, been with us forever as a sponsor with Tech 50. Now, our photo booth sponsor this year is Crown Castle, and our favorite dessert sponsor, these guys have branded this thing, is Ethical Intruder. They handle some great cakes with their logo on it. Always love that. And our showcase of innovation and reception sponsor is OutSystems. And our supporting sponsors include Cohen & Company, Expedient, Insperity, RIDC. And our video production sponsor, of course, is Skinny Tie. They make all the great videos and make the event kind of come together. And our creative sponsor is C-Leveled, our partner in crime when it comes to all things creative at the Tech Council, especially with Tech 50. And our print sponsor is Heater. And a special thanks goes to Moxie Events. So, wow, a lot of people come together to make this happen, BK. Super cool stuff.
It's so, great production, great team of people to help us make it work.
And BK, we got to thank your team as well, too, because they do a tremendous job. You have a really small team, and they do a heavy lift to make this event happen, and it ain't easy. When I see all those name tags out on the table, 700 of them, someone put those name tags in there. Someone coordinated the tables. Someone got all the sponsors to where they need to go. Someone got the finalists to where they need to go. It's a big deal. You got a super sharp team. So glad that they're part of the Pittsburgh Technology Council. So how about we let you announce the culture leader category this year, BK? Tell us a little bit about the category and tell us who are the finalists this year.
So, I mean, let's talk about what is the capital of the technology industry here in Pittsburgh.
Right.
It's people and it's talent. And boy, is it hard to recruit people.
We see that day in and day out, right?
And so, you know, why not work to create a place where people want to stay and where people see themselves wanting to go?
Definitely.
And so that's really what this category is about. It's about companies who focused on building a place that attracts and retains and helps to inspire some of the world's most creative people. And so this year's 2019 Culture Leader of the Year nominees are Coppers, MSA Safety Incorporated, Pittsburgh Technical College, Solutions for Networks, Teletracking Technologies, and Tier 1 Performance Solutions.
Very cool group of companies, and I know all of them – just so highly value their culture, and they're going out of their way to create cultures that are just phenomenal so they can attract the best and retain the best. I know in particular, teletracking, it's a big deal for these guys. Cool company. And these guys are solving some tough problems when it comes to healthcare. And I mean, their benefits are just phenomenal. They try to keep an open workplace. They even spun off the Mission of Mercy. They allowed one of their top HR guys, Keith Young, to go out and spin off and do this work where he helps to provide with UPMC free dental care once a year to thousands of people in Pittsburgh at the PPG Paint Screen. That's the kind of culture they have where they want people to be inspired and to be engaged. I mean, isn't that cool?
Yeah, these are a great group of companies. And to the listeners, you may be hearing companies that you haven't heard of before.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's part of our mission, is to make sure that everybody knows the great things that are going on. But if you come to Tech 50 and if you participate, what you're going to see are small vignette videos about each one of these companies and why they're nominated and why you know, they should win this type of recognition. So this is not just you know, some big party with 700 people. This is also an opportunity to come and learn about the mission and the products and the services that are being made right here in
the
Pittsburgh area.
I'm glad you brought that point up, because it is true. A, it's one heck of a networking event, but also it's one heck of a learning event. And you can really – you will discover things you did not know and then meet people you didn't know you'd ever meet.
Most of these 50 companies will be participating in the showcase of innovation. And what that means is if there are companies on here that you'd like to meet and you'd like to learn about, you can walk in, you can grab a map, you can find the booth of these companies, and you can walk up and meet a real person from that company who can tell you their story. And when you're at a 700-person event, that's really important.
Yes.
You don't have to hope that you'll run into one of those people.
I like it.
You can actually go and find them. And then later during the program, as I mentioned, you're going to see some really well-produced vignettes about each one of these companies, and you will walk away feeling very proud about what's going on in Pittsburgh.
I always do, and it's always like, whew, let's do it again next year, which is what we keep on doing. So I'm looking forward to it. September the 25th at the Wyndham. If you go to pghtech.org, we got a big old Tech 50 screen there. You can click on it, get all the details. You can learn more about the finalists that we're going to be announcing throughout this show, get more details on the event, and hopefully you should go out and register for it as well, too. And I always really encourage people, if you're thinking about it, register, because there's always a waiting list at the very, very end, which is kind of tough. We hate turning people away, but there's fire codes that we must abide by. So, hey, we're taking a quick break. And, BK, thanks again for hanging out with us and helping us kick off our Tech 50 show. Couldn't do without you, man.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Hey, we're taking a quick break. Coming right back with all the finalists from the 2019 Tech 50 Awards. This is Jonathan Kirsting from the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Learn more about us at pghtech.org. So glad you are tuned in to our very special Tech Vibe Radio tonight. It's not just Tech Vibe Radio. It is the Tech Vibe where we announce the finalists for the 2019 Tech 50 Awards. Go to pghtech.org. You can learn all about the event and the finalists, all happening on September the 25th. And I love doing this broadcast because it's a chance for us to hang out with our partners and our sponsors. It's the companies, the men and the women, and the organizations that step up to make this truly community event happen. Because this is like the biggest night in tech in Pittsburgh. When 700 plus people show up to the Wyndham downtown to honor the 50 fastest growing companies, I can't do it without the help of like K&L Gates. And we have Oded Green here from K&L to help us make some more announcements tonight, which I'm so excited. So, Oded, welcome to the show. So glad to have you with us tonight.
Thank you very much. For those of you who don't know K&L and me, I'm a partner at K&L. K&L Gates is a global law firm with over 1,800 attorneys located in 43 offices around the globe.
You got it covered.
Yeah, we are. But, you know, we have the local feel here. So
of course.
Here in Pittsburgh, we have a pretty active corporate venture capital and emerging growth practice group in which we represent not only VCs but also emerging growth companies throughout their whole cycle of growth, from formation to fundraise, licensing of technologies, M&A, and venture capital.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, in my two-plus decades covering Pittsburgh's tech sector with the Tech Council, K&L Gates has been lock and step with what's going on here. I mean, you've been part of some of the biggest companies that have become Pittsburgh's tech sector.
Yeah, but the big one, but also the small ones. And, you know, we also work with local universities.
You're with them when they're small.
Yeah.
And you got them where they're big. Because I always say it's not just the legal service. It's the connections that you guys have. They become like part of the K&L family. You know what I'm saying? It's a bigger thing than just legal advice.
Yeah. So we work, for example, with local universities here also that commercialize their technologies.
Right. Definitely.
Anyway, because of our really close ties to the region, I'm really, really delighted to be here and present the three categories here.
Let's talk about this. I cannot wait. Like I said, this is my favorite thing. This is like that whole, like, just announcing who's in the running. And you got some great categories. So what's our first category that you're announcing tonight, Oded?
Okay, the first category is the Community Tech Innovator of the Year.
And that's a new category for this year, too, which is kind of exciting.
Yeah. And we have four finalists in this category. They are Advanced Robotics for Manufacturing. They're called also ARM. There is Catalyst Connection, Shell Games, and Tech Elevator.
That's a cool little cross-section of what's kind of going on when it comes to that. Who's sticking out for you?
Yeah, I'd like to talk about one entity, one company. It's called Advanced Robotics for Manufacturing, ARM. It's a national membership-based company, organization, that developed not only robotics technologies, but also are very involved in workforce development.
Oh, yeah.
So they're focused on spring innovation, not just the robotics technology, but also workforce development, and they ensure that the future is built not only by robots, but also directed by the humans.
Exactly. The key part, they're directed by the humans, that's for sure. And what's really cool, they just moved into Mill 19 in Hazelwood Green. They're one of the first tenants there, which I think is just fascinating, that a company that's going into the future is on this old site where all the new stuff is kind of happening. And I know they're doing some great work over at ARM, and it's exciting to have them. And also Catalyst Connection. Catalyst used to be a sister organization of the Pittsburgh Technology Council way back in the day. And they do some great work when it comes to helping small manufacturers really get the services and insight that they couldn't normally afford. They're like a high-end consultant at a really great price, and they really help manufacturers go to the next level. So cool category. I'm excited about it. So what's our next category?
Okay, the second category.
Yeah.
I'll present the AI and Robotics Innovator of the Year.
And that's a new one as well, too.
Yeah, that's a pretty strong category here in Pittsburgh. So we have six finalists in these categories, and they include Aurora, Bossa Nova Robotics, Geico Robotics, IM Robotics, Locomation Inc., and Near Earth Autonomy.
I think this is the most exciting category in Tech 50, honestly, just because, like you said, this really represents Pittsburgh's core strengths. Who are you looking at in this category?
I'm looking right now at IM Robotics.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, they have a terrific team, which is a mix of robot and automation experts and problem solvers who've been addressing problems in logistics and the supply chain for years. Their team of engineers is focused on delivering innovation and operational value that is transforming the material handling industry.
For sure. Now, you know what? Their CEO, Joel Reed, he used to work at the Pittsburgh Tech Council back in the day. This is like his third robotics startup, if I'm not mistaken. And I don't know if you know this, but last year, IAM had the second biggest VC raise in Pittsburgh. They raised $20 million. And that goes to show you that they're solving some problems and putting some really cool technology behind it. When I saw that they were a finalist this year, I was like, ooh, man. I say, if anyone has like an angle on this one, it might be IAM, but we don't know. And you don't know until September 25th when we're going to actually announce who the winners are. So I think it's just super exciting. So another category for us. This is our last category for you here, Odin. Who do you have?
Yeah, the final one.
Yeah.
Is the life science innovation of the year. And I'm work very closely to this category. And there are four finalists here. One is aerial precision medicine. The second one is forest devices. The third is med respond. And the fourth one is Smith and Nephew.
Yes.
Our area has been very blessed.
I was going to say, yes. Yeah, so you said you like this. So what's coming across your brain is like, here's a company that I think really has a shot at this.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about MedRespond.
Okay.
It's an online healthcare communications company, and they combine artificial intelligence, search and streaming media, so that the healthcare enterprises can provide interactive and personalized and inexpensive communication solutions to their customers and patients.
Gotcha. Now, MedRespond, I mean, obviously a really cool Pittsburgh company. The one that really sticks out for me is Forest Devices. So I interviewed Forest Devices about 6 months ago, and the whole story behind how they were founded, the idea that they can detect stroke. And I didn't realize like how important it is to get someone to the right hospital at the right time to really minimize the damage. And they have the technology that's doing that. And with all these categories, it's like it's quality of people's lives. I mean, it's people's lives at the end of the day. I mean, to me, that's the most important thing going, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I love robotic stuff. I love apps. I love all that stuff. But at the end of the day, when you have technology solutions that are saving people's lives like these,
right?
That's exciting stuff. Very, very cool. I can't thank you enough for helping us announce this, because I just love being able to hang out with our folks that help us do this. And to me, it just makes it so much fun and exciting. So you're going to be at Tech 50 this year on September 25th?
Of course.
It's a big night. It always drives me crazy because I want to go and hang out with everybody, but there's so many people I can't get to everybody sometimes. And at the end of the night, you come home, it's like midnight, and I'm like, oh my God, I need a vacation from the event because it's such a whirlwind of activity. Right. So it's right on us. We're like, we'll be at about a month off, September the 25th, in the Wyndham downtown.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, and exactly. So I hope that maybe I will see you there, and we can then actually congratulate the winners and have a good time as far as that goes. So once again, with K&L Gates, people want to learn more about K&L, and I'm going to link up with you. How can they learn more about you guys?
Yeah, just look at our website at klgates.com.
Okay.
And feel free to contact us. We're very happy to help.
Very cool. And once again, I can't thank you guys enough for partnering with the Pittsburgh Tech Council to make Tech 50 happen. Like I said, this is such a big event. It's such a community event. We need big partners. And you guys, like I said, such deep roots in the tech community. Couldn't do it without you. So, wow. Anyhow, everybody, keep your dial tuned right here to Tech Vibe Radio. We have so many more finalists to announce for what is the biggest night in technology in Pittsburgh, that being the Tech 50 Awards, September the 25th. Go to pghtech.org. You can learn all about the finalists. We've got detailed descriptions on them all, so you can really nerd out about them and register for the event. Like I said, if you don't register soon, it books up really quick, and we actually turn people away. It sounds terrible, but there's like fire codes we have to adhere to, Odin. So we'll see you at the event, Odin. Thanks again for hanging out with us.
Thank you.
This is Jonathan Kirsting with the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Learn more about us, pghtech.org. Fly on over to Twitter, @pghtech. Yep, you're listening to Tech Vibe Radio. So glad you're dialed in, because this is one of our most exciting shows of the year. I love it when we announce the finalists of the Pittsburgh Tech 50 Awards. It's been 23 years now we're putting these awards together, which is blowing my mind, because it's like almost a quarter of a century.
So we started when you were 5.
Exactly. Unfortunately, when I was 25. So it's like I've been here a long time, and I've been to every single Tech 50, which makes it so much fun to see them evolve. But more fun to me is hanging out with our partners that make this event happen. And the University of Pittsburgh, the Innovation Center, is just like huge for us. And we have Evan Thatcher here. Evan from the Innovation Institute. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Oh, my pleasure.
Yeah. And you're no stranger to Tech Vibe Radio.
No.
Absolutely. We actually had you on recently as part of LifeX, so you wear many hats.
I do. Whatever they ask me to do, I'm happy
you're
to
like,
do.
I'll do it. And yeah. They're like, hey, Evan, run LifeX.
Any cool thing at the university I'd like to be involved with.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do at the university and what the Pitt Innovation Institute is up to before we start announcing some of these.
Sure.
So I oversee the university's Innovation Institute. It was created about 5 years ago to serve as the hub of commercialization activities on campus.
And you guys have been kicking some butt, too. Like, I mean, I've been watching the results over there, and I'm the Pitt alum, right? And you make me Pitt proud when I see what's going on there. I think it's so cool.
So we just came out with our fiscal year end results, and again, we've either hit the biggest numbers we've done before or in the top one or two. So even for startups, we did 17 new startups last year alone. So over the last 5 years, over 80 new companies from the university.
That's amazing. Yeah. See, that's what it's all about, is taking all that awesome research that's going on in the university and then finding ways to take that, turn it into companies that are really transformative.
And the university has tried to be innovative in the way that it approaches even things like startups. So over the last 5 years compared to the 5 years previously, it's 150% more startups in the last 5 years than previously.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. So you're on this curve that just keeps going.
Exactly.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Riding the wave.
Riding the wave. So speaking of startups, I think it's very appropriate that one of the three categories you're going to be announcing finalists for tonight is our Startup of the Year category. And this one gets me excited because, to me, like, that's like the future of Pittsburgh tech. Mm-hmm. So why don't you give us a list of who are the finalists this year for our Startup of the Year category?
In no particular order.
No particular order.
First is BlastPoint. Coeo. Four Growers, Icos Holdings, Maven Machines, Rapid Flow Technologies, and Shazoom.
Cool list of companies. Very cool. It's like, and what's cool is the diversity of these companies. Any companies in there that are sticking out to you that you think are like,
take a look at? As a Pitt individual,
right.
Four Growers is a student spin out from the university.
Uh-huh.
Pretty neat, and they've developed harvesting robots for greenhouses.
That's what I'm talking about.
So,
a
robot that's going to pick tomatoes out of a greenhouse, and while it's picking, it's also doing plant analytics. So,
it's collecting some data.
And this is all this startup was just pure students, nothing from university research,
just students coming together.
Exactly.
Whoa.
So one of the things that we do at the Innovation Institute, all the program we have is also open to students. So last year, about 2,000 students came through the immersive programming that we have.
2,000 students came through.
This is all, over the last 5 years, all brand new.
I'm glad these four came through.
So am I.
And kind of came together, right?
They have had so much success that they actually went out, they spent time at Y Combinator, the first Pitt company that was at Y Combinator.
They were at Y Combinator? Yeah. That's saying something. That's a high bar to get into Y Combinator.
So it's really exciting stuff.
Very cool. So see, Pitt, man, kicking some butt. I love it. I love it.
Trying to.
So I like the way you're reading off these finalists. You're giving a good pause. It's like we know who they are. So let's go to our next category. And this is a brand new category for us this year. It's our fintech category.
Okay.
So Evan, whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
Lay it on us.
Okay.
Who are the finalists, man? Who are the finalists?
Okay. Exchange Lodge. Honeycomb Credit, Lending Home, and Numo.
Ooh, okay. Excellent. Excellent. I know a couple of these companies that I think are pretty cool. Who are you looking at?
I'm interested in Numo.
Numo. Tell me why. What's up with Numo that's got your attention?
So given that, I'm also overseeing this LifeX opportunity from Pitt, which is an accelerator incubator.
Do that in your spare time.
In my spare time.
They tell you to do things and you do it.
And that's focused on life sciences. Numo is really a new model for innovation in the fintech side. It's part startup, part corporate innovation, part tech incubator, all focused on financial technology. So you just see this opportunity to take all these financial technology capabilities in the region, and now you have an accelerator incubator that's connected to a large financial institution that's trying to solve problems in the fintech space.
That's cool.
How about solving problems?
And only in Pittsburgh, too, right?
Exactly.
I love it. Yeah, I tell you what, Honeycomb Credit is a really cool company. I've got to meet with George Cook there.
Okay.
And just for small companies that are like restaurants and like just little startups that need to get a little bit of capital, they actually go to their customers and their customers invest in them. They're kind of flipping things around. And to me, it's like, I don't know. And this guy comes from a banking background, a very long family line in banking. So he was seeing where there were some problems with smaller companies not being able to get the traditional loans.
Sure.
And how cool is that when you have like your own customers investing in you?
It's amazing.
Yeah, that's why I get so excited when we have like categories like fintech.
Well, that's what, when you think about innovation, it's not just the widget, it's the business model, right?
Right,
so
right,
you're looking
right.
at it from a different perspective and you create a whole new opportunity. It's great.
Very cool stuff. So we got our next category. I'm excited about this one. Health IT, also very near and dear to Pitt, obviously,
yes.
because I mean, when it comes to health IT, I think just Pitt comes right out of that one as far as that goes.
Yes.
So tell us, who are the finalists this year, Evan?
The health IT finalists, ChemImage, eResearch Technology, Inc., Intelair, NetHealth, and Centact.
Okay. That's a crowd of companies.
It's nice.
Okay.
It's a good collection.
I know. And but they're, once again, they're very diverse in some of the things they're doing within health IT.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Who's popping up for you that you think is one to watch?
NetHealth.
Oh, man. I love it. I've known Patrick Coletti for 21 years. Like, just after he kind of took the company over, and wow.
Well, it's really amazing to see how these kind of companies, when you're thinking about integrating with the EMR of hospital systems, just the amount of opportunity that exists there for innovation, the problems that you can help solve, and just the significant impact that you can have on society and patient lives just within the hospital system alone. And they're doing it across rehab therapy, occupational medicine, hospital employee health, urgent care, workplace health. It's just – you touch so many lives with these kinds of
options. It's crazy. So Patrick Coletti, their CEO, he joined our board of directors a few months ago. I reached out to him. I hadn't talked to him forever. And he's like, we're up to 500 people now. And I was like, oh my goodness. And they won Tech 50 last year in their category. So I'm like, oh, my. Like, they might have a little momentum going on as far as that goes. I love it. So who I've been looking at in this category, actually, ChemImage, they've been around for 25 years. And they opened up some new headquarters right next to their old building on Penn Avenue. They had an open house a few weeks ago. And it was just super awesome to see them. I mean, what they do, I can't even really describe accurately, but to the idea that they're able to go into forensics and all sorts of different areas, they just solve big problems.
It's amazing to see what's happening in our region.
And it's just the diversity of it that just drives me nuts. And I still go back and I say that, you know, our tech sector is so rich because there's universities like Pitt that are out there. I mean, I feel like we're so many steps ahead of our quote-unquote competing regions because of the University of Pittsburgh and Carnegie Mellon, the Duquesnes of the world. But especially when it comes to Pitt, because the medical research it's insane.
I think if you look at our kind of this small region that we sit in, this 1.7 square mile region around Oakland,
exactly.
the number of ideas per capita,
exactly.
it's like almost second to none.
What are our ideas per capita? I never thought of it that way.
It's greater than places like Raleigh-Durham Research Triangle Park. It's really an incredible number, and it's because there's over $1 billion of research that comes into that small area. I think the statistic is over 30% of the total university R&D for the state of Pennsylvania is in that 1.7 square mile.
Right, and that's why I'm so fired up with the Pitt Innovation Institute doing what it's doing. I can remember when it was started up, every university was like, yeah, we're going to do this. We're going to spin more stuff out. But you know, you guys are putting your money where your mouth is on this, because you said the number of startups coming out is incredible. And every year you're ramping it up. So I'm like, man, I'm glad you guys are doing what you're doing.
Thanks. And it's really about how do we get as many of these things out the door. It may not be a new company. Most of our transactions are to existing companies. But last year we did 162 transactions with existing companies. So you have hundreds of these ideas that are going out to the marketplace, and hopefully they have some benefits to society. That's really what the focus is.
And that's why the Pittsburgh Tech Council is so happy to have a partner like Pitt and the Innovation Institute to make Tech 50 happen, because for 23 years we can't honor all these companies without our partners helping us out to come and help do the show, to be at the awards, to get the people to nominate, to judge, and do all that hard work.
And we can't do what we do without the Tech Council.
Yeah.
We need an organization like that that's promoting all the activity
that makes
happening.
Sense. Well, thank you. Yes.
So it's our pleasure to be a part of it.
It's a cool, reciprocal kind of relationship, and it's great for the region, because I've always said to myself, you know, it's like after 5 years, maybe people are like, okay, well, these awards have kind of run the course. But 10 years, like, oh, come on. But every year it gets bigger and better. Every year we solve the Wyndham, and people want to know about these companies that are coming out of the Innovation Institute.
The most interesting thing is when we bring some guests to the ceremony who've never been there before, they just leave blown away that this is all happening in our backyard.
In our backyard, and all those, like that thoughts per capita happening in that 1.7 thing that is Oakland as far as that goes.
Exactly.
So we've got about a minute or so left. What's the future of the Pitt Innovation Institute? I can only imagine, like, you must be on fire there.
So we continue to look at things from a soup to nuts perspective. How do we do a better job of going from idea to company and helping that company? That's part of the reason why this LifeX opportunity came around.
Right.
And once it's out the door, how do we help it continue to
continue
be successful?
To keep growing, right?
And now we're looking about how do we extend beyond that? How do we think about real estate? How do we think about larger capital markets opportunities?
So gotcha.
Taking this small kind of concept from a few years ago that had this really good ramp and now thinking about it at a much more macro level.
Great stuff. And if there's a website, people can go and check you out and kind of learn more about what you guys are up to.
Sure. www.innovation.pitt.edu.
Just as simple as that.
Evan, it's very innovative.
It's very innovative. I love hanging out with you. You bring so much positive energy to the show and to Tech 50. So glad you could help announce these finalists.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
September 25th, I'm going to see you at the Wyndham.
I will be there.
It's going to be a good time.
Perfect.
I love it, man. I will never miss Tech 50. Hey, we're taking a quick break. We're coming back with more of the finalists from the 2019 Tech 50 Awards. This is Jonathan Kirsting from the Pittsburgh Tech Council. Learn more about us at pghtech.org. Welcome back to Tech Vibe Radio here on News Radio 1020. KDKA, this is Jonathan Kirsting. Tech 50, September the 25th. It's like a month away. I can't wait. It's my favoriteest time of the year because it's just the best. We get to celebrate and honor really the women and the men that are building just kick butt.
This is your tech Christmas? Is that what you're saying?
It's like a tech Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. So I love it. And like I've been saying to everyone hanging out with us today, I especially love it because when we do the radio show, I'm hanging out with our partners. Without you guys, Tech 50 doesn't happen. It's our 23rd year doing this thing.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, but I think AT&T and everybody else who's a partner
kind
of feels like we're along for the ride.
The work
that you guys put into this is amazing. And, of course, the really amazing thing are the people who show up who have done all the incredible work, not just the nominees, but their support staff and their employees. It's a kind of an exciting time. I've always labeled it sort of the Oscars meet Big Bang Theory is where I go with it.
Cause that's a great way.
Sort of across of that. Yeah, the brilliance of it, but the pomp and circumstance of the red carpet. I like the whole thing. So
that's why I'm glad to have Jim Penna on the show with us, because you're no stranger to Tech Vibe Radio.
No, I think we've been hanging out for about 6 years. I know I didn't need my reading glasses to start or go over my categories I've kind of aged up. That are you guys using a smaller font than what you used to when I first started?
I made it like 8-point, as tiny as possible.
That's good. I appreciate the pain.
We're trying to challenge you guys, put you on edge a little bit.
I appreciate that.
So if you're real quickly, I mean, just AT&T and what they do, I know the big investments in the Pittsburgh area, in Pittsburgh region. Tell us like about AT&T in general. What are you guys up to these days?
You know, as far as investments for the last 3 years, hundreds of millions of dollars have been pumped into the Pittsburgh economy for the work that we've done investing in our network and our people. And that's a significant thing. And there's going to be even more. I don't want to lay that out as a small number by any stretch, but the next wave of what has to happen for telecoms and for all our tech companies, the small cell deployments and ultimately 5G. And certainly Pittsburgh will be part of that equation. Don't ask me exactly when. I know there are those that are staring, looking for me to give you a calendar date.
We want to know exactly when.
I wish that I could, but it certainly means massive things for Pittsburgh in general, for all the folks who do business or live here, who recreate here, and certainly for all the members of the Tech Council, and those are going to be at Tech 50, to have a viable 5G network and the impact of what a small cell deployments in cities like this will mean to them.
I'm just going to start chanting 5G.
5G. We can do that. Maybe 5G. We can get that going. Let's see if I can get that going at the Tech 50 event itself.
We want a 5G chant.
That's it.
At Tech 50.
Let's wait till Rich Fitzgerald and Mayor Perdue are standing there so they understand that we're fully involved in it.
Oh, my goodness. I'll tell you what. We saved the best for last. This is our last segment of the show and our last categories. I'm so happy to have you announce these categories.
The best for last.
That
tells me is I was late to the meeting.
You were late to the meeting.
I had to come in here.
You can be late and be great. That's all I can say.
Well, and I do want to point out that we've got some incredible staffers who got dragged into being judges in the first year. Like, we're involved with this. We need some volunteers to be judges. They had no idea what was going on.
Okay.
And every year those employees, the women of AT&T and others,
They want to make sure that they're, as soon as the event's over, they want to make sure that they're included.
Definitely.
Because they're so fascinated about what's going on in their own city and the incredible minds that are out there. So hats off to all of our employees, to, as they usually do, throwing themselves into getting this sort of thing done to make everything a little bit better. That's I think that's one of the principal ways that we contribute to Tech 50. We have some very bright minds who are willing to apply those bright minds to be a part of the judging process.
That's why I'm saying it's like we're so happy to have partners, because you just bring your networks into everything, so it really encompasses what's going on in our ecosystem.
Well, thank you.
So, yeah,
it's good to be part of an ecosystem.
I like ecosystems.
You want me to go over these categories?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to say 5G one more time. Just
5G.
Okay.
We'll chant it on the way out.
We'll chant it on the way out.
So we are a solutions provider of the year category.
Okay. Who will be? This is a big category too.
It is, and these things grow. It always staggers me the variance of names that we see from year to year, which shows you how innovative people are across the board in the region. But Axion Labs is one of our finalists.
Absolutely.
As is AEC Group, also Consensus Technologies, Silumina, Ethical Intruder, and now they've been around not very long, but they seem to get nominated a lot. Ethical Intruder and Gray Matter has been a constant player here at Tech 50, also a finalist in this category, as well as Piper Creative, Rivers Agile, and TrueFit are the nominees for the solution provider of the year. And like I said, it's always difficult for the employees who go through and do the judging on this thing. I have distanced myself from the actual judging because, oftentimes I end up being a presenter. And nobody who's a presenter and has to physically be there wants to deal with the backlash of not picking them as their final.
Exactly.
Because you never know how many employees they're gonna bring along.
So there's some cool companies here that we should maybe talk about, because this is the whole point. It's like a little conjecture, a little banter about what we think is kind of going on. I mean, I see companies like Ethical Intruder. Like, these guys, they're amazing. We've known David Kane forever. And this company, I mean, when it comes to all things cybersecurity, their chops are just exceptional. And, I mean, they've helped the council with some things. And at the end of the day, like, wow.
Well, I think the interesting thing about that in particular, when you say cybersecurity, is that those two things, that name and that issue, has been linked together for quite some time. But the issue of cybersecurity has become something that's on the front of everybody's mind in a lot of ways, more so. So we talk about technologies being cutting edge. A lot of times what makes these companies and these people cutting edge is the fact that they're already dealing with the problems before the masses understand that it's a problem, which is a tribute to their general vision. So hopefully they have final solutions to get everything worked out. But
absolutely,
when you're talking about cybersecurity, you don't have to go very far. If you do just a search on that term now,
it's crazy
how many hits you would get on it. And if you did a search on that same term even just 5 years ago, by contrast.
Oh, it's huge. Absolutely.
But it would have been much smaller. It's much more top of mind, and they're definitely on top of it.
So. And Silumina just spun out of SDLC a few years ago, and they're now the sixth largest cybersecurity company in the Pittsburgh area, which is kind of cool. So,
and that's not the first time we've seen that.
No.
And that's not the first time we've seen genius inspire genius. And
I like that.
And once these folks have I wouldn't say necessarily conquered the issue that they've been created to battle, but once they feel they're down the path, as they've been making that exploration, they have either identified another problem or perhaps another solution to a tangent problem.
Yep.
And they don't just sit idly by waiting. Yep. They began putting brain power to that.
They take
which
it,
is
yeah.
The brilliance of it, which is why when you're talking about new companies and new innovations, as these are other categories that go on, why it's such fertile ground.
Absolutely.
Whenever we have Tech 50 and you're not able to come up with a qualified list of new new innovations, then maybe we've hit a wall. But that has not been the case.
Okay, Jim. So what's our next category?
Innovator of the Year, manufacturing.
Manufacturing, because we still like people that make stuff. Big part of what Pittsburgh's all about.
Well, and I'll speak on a general term with this. I what people don't seem to understand a lot of times is the very act of for our region, the very act of making steel, when that first became a profit center and something that was done in a widespread category, that was technology.
Heck yeah.
And
those advances it got back in the day.
Too often we separate the idea of manufacturing from technology. And the reality is manufacturing is just one more avenue in which technology is flexing its muscles.
I look at it like peanut butter and jelly. It goes right together. And it makes for a delicious sandwich.
I was waiting to see where that was going to go. I'll take that. I'm not sure if there's any milk at play here, but okay.
We could bring that in if we needed to.
No, but yeah, it does. It's a complimentary thing. And so we look back. We tend to think, especially in the Pittsburgh region, we tend to think of the steel mills and the manufacturing of that and the open hearth and the firing metal.
Exactly.
And while that's all true, people are lifting heavy things to make heavy things, which is, I think, our perception of manufacturing. That was the technology of the time.
So tell us who's in that category.
All right. So.
Yeah, I want to know. I can't. My patients are wearing thin.
All right. Well, let's get back to that. Aerotech Incorporated is nominated, and that's a company that's been around since 1970.
Yep.
Arconic also nominated. Flare Detection Systems, Philips, a name that you've probably heard before, as is PPG.
Yes.
All the nominees for the category of Innovator of the Year Manufacturing, and I think it's awesome that you have companies like Arconic mentioned in the and Flare Detection Systems mentioned with the likes of Philips,
a global leader,
yeah, and PPG.
Yep,
and certainly a special appreciation from a company like AT&T that just because you've been around for a while doesn't mean you don't come up with new things.
Exactly right. So we have some very anxious CEOs that are listening right now that want to know if they're on the phone.
The nominees of the CEO?
Yes. Can you please get to that, Jim? Because that's important.
I will name the CEOs who are nominated. I will not make a pick as to who I think is going to win because I never know when I'm going to actually have to stand in front of one of these people, and I don't want to be accused of having slighted them in any
way. I like the way you think ahead.
All right. Allison Alvarez of Blast Point Inc. is one nominee. If you want to offer up observations, you certainly can. Mark DeSantis of Robotics, Avashi Geller of Maven Machines, Jim Gillespie of Gray Matter, nominated, David Kane of Ethical Intruder, and the company itself we've actually spoken at for a little while here, Matt Kissinger of Forest Devices, and Michelle McGow of Solutions for Networks, also nominated. I think there are two others. There are John Thornton of Astrobotic Technologies, and Barbara Van Kirk of IQ Inc.
Now, that's a list.
That is a list.
That is a list, and I am so excited because we're going to name the winner on September the 25th, Tech 50. Very excited at the Wyndham. There's still a few tickets left at this point, but not many. We sell it out every single year. Every seat's taken. Lots of chickens are in the oven.
Yeah, and I want you to know, since it's a local event, you're actually unable to wager on who's going to win at the Rivers right now. It's a local book.
But that's
you might be able to go to a casino in another location to make your pick for CEO of the year, but not something you can bet on here.
Yeah, what I love about that category is there's a really cool mix of sizes and of companies. People with different types of backgrounds, and that's what's Pittsburgh right now. And to me, that's very exciting.
I'll tell you my favorite part of that category is when the nominee, the person who actually wins, walks up. You typically see them walk up with an army of their people.
That's what they always do.
It's very rare, and I can't recall one where I've seen the CEO walk up as a solo act. The CEO in that very subtle way.
And he said, I did it all by myself.
That's right. These people here helped me. They drove me here, but no. But more typically, that's it. And I think it's a very Pittsburgh thing.
It is.
The CEOs, they're able to create and grow these companies in this region because that's the mindset you have to have going in. It's not something they come to once they've made this company. That's a mindset they have to have going in if they want to get the best and brightest talent so they can do it. And that's part of what determines the CEO of the year in this region as far as I'm concerned.
Exactly. Jim Penna from AT&T. Can't do Tech 50 without you guys. Can't do Tech Vibe Radio to announce finals without you either. So thanks again for hanging out with us.
It's my pleasure to be here, man. Thank you.
Great stuff. Everybody, just one more time. September the 25th, the biggest night in Pittsburgh's tech sector. It's the Tech 50 Awards. This is Jonathan Kirsten with the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Learn more about us at pghtech.org. Follow us on Twitter at pghtech. And I'm going to see you, Jim, at Tech 50.
5G.
5G. 5G.
5G. 5G. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.